This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, every single one of us will want to go to the gates, but the gates will be closed for us. And each one of the gates will have a huge signboard. And on the signboard, carved in stone, are the names, the people that can enter from that gate. Do you know, I remember when I finished my medical exams, actually when I finished my Medina University, my last year in Medina University, when we got the results out, all the students were there, you know, and all the huge boards had huge numbers, just numbers and your mark, because they wouldn't print your name. They don't want people to know, you know, your results. They would just know your enrollment mark, enrollment number, and then your result. And we would all be crawling on top of each other like, where's your mark? Where's your number? Subhanallah, can you imagine? All of humanity in front of you, all of Muslimin with you, all of them scrumming. Is it that on that gate? No, gate of jihad. No, I never did jihad, man. What did I do? So quick, run. 500 years travel. You're running back to the other gate, trying to see, oh, okay. So gate of fasting. Is that a Rayyan? Is that my name there on that gate? Oh, no, not there. Quick, run to the next one. Gate of charity. Quick, run to the next one. Gate of birrul walidain, goodness to parents. So no doubt, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it will be a time of tremendous anticipation. Which gate will we enter Jannah from? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah reports from the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on the gates of each Jannah are huge rivers, are huge springs that spring forth water and drinks from the rivers of Jannah. On each of the gates of Jannah, as soon as you approach it, are these huge fans that blow down scent. Have you seen that? You know, when you have that column of air, they try to preserve the cold inside with a column of air. So as soon as you are nearing the gates, you will see a huge column of air coming down with the most amazing scents that come down. And as you approach the gate that you're allowed to enter Jannah from, as soon as you approach it, then and only then will the angel say, what is your name? Tawfiq. Tawfiq bin Ghulam. Alhamdulillah, you have been allowed to enter from this gate. So suddenly the doors of Jannah open for you. Huge, immense doors opening. And suddenly you enter. What happens then? You look up. And huge rows of angels. Amazing rows after rows of angels. 2 wings, 3 wings, 4 wings, 10 wings, 50 wings, 100 wings, 600 wings, Jibreel alayhi salam, there to greet you, saying salam and salama, welcome, welcome. Have you ever come upon a procession? Or the day of your marriage, you came upon the procession and you came into the audience and suddenly everyone got up. Yes, salam. That is the day of you entering Jannah. Huge, thousands and millions of angels all on the sky saying salam and salama, welcome, welcome. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, as soon as you enter Jannah, you will see on the rivers, you will see on the ground amazing things. You will see the sand and the soil made of saffron. You will see pebbles, but they're not pebbles, they're actually rubies and pearls. So you will try to grab them as many as possible because you can't hold yourself back and put them in your pockets, but guess what? It's just too many. What are you going to do? Just leave it. It's all yours. It's all yours. You will stand on the gates of Jannah and you will look in front of you. I wish everyone could actually come here and see the sight that I'm seeing. It looks amazing from here. And by Allah, the Prophet said in authentic hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the very last person who will enter Jannah will stand on the gates of Jannah and be able to see his dominion and his palaces and his kingdom for 2,000 years travel. That's how much Allah has made for him, for the last person to enter Jannah. Yes, salam. Yes, salam.